this is film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Every so often, the formulaic conventions of a genre spur greatness as the four corners of a canvas inspired Picasso to paint things as if they'd been smashed into the singular dimension of flatness. I guess the duality of flatness and width. But being forced to conform your structure of storytelling to sort of familiar conventions helps an audience sort of understand and allows for creativity in a way that sometimes is exhilarating, such as the case with Baby Driver, directed by Edgar Wright, probably most known for directing Shaun of the Dead and taking a fresh take on the zombie convention. Baby Driver is a his move to take the heist movie genre, the buddy movie, heist movie. Usually it involves a big bank robbery or some kind of a vault. A lot of guys who have spent time coming up with a scheme. Here we have a protagonist unlike any other, played to nice effect by Ansel Elgort, who was a son of a fashion photographer and has the good looks of an Esquire magazine cologne ad. He plays an interesting character who has a hearing disability and must always wear headphones to combat the extreme tinnitus he endures. So the movie is set as like a hip-hop mixtape, although his music of choice tends to be 60s era R&B. Think sort of the Aretha, James Brown type music, but the unknown hits. His name is Baby, and he's forced by Kevin Spacey to be a driver for jobs. He had stole Kevin Spacey's, who plays a bad guy, his car when he was a young driver, when he was just a baby. His mother, who was a singer, ostensibly in Nashville, was killed in a car crash, and he became, which is how he suffered the ear injury, and then he became an incredible driver who listened to music at all times. Here, John Hamm from Mad Men and Jamie Foxx and Isa Gonzalez play the rest of the motley crew forced to or for various reasons, endure these heists. And what we have is really a love story between Lily James and Ansel Elgort. Lily's character, fresh from sort of Cinderella, and kind of just becomes one of the most entertaining movies of the last 10 years. It's one of those movies that you're not sure where it's going. It's clearly expertly crafted, and it takes you places you weren't expecting. So a movie about a guy forced to do one last job before he hangs him up. Also a love story, and also a love story about music itself. Another interesting character dynamic is that he uses a recording tape to sort of record conversations and then turns them into DJ mixes, where he basically turns them into hip-hop samples and scratches and creates them on his turntables. So the film is full of creative takes on a genre that hasn't seen this type of a movie, this fresh of a stick-up movie, since Quentin Tarantino, to be frank. So really, Baby Driver, one of the great movies of the year, stylish, written with an expert hand, and really it only makes sense when you realize that this is the guy who took the zombie genre of Shaun of the Dead and did his thing to it, now doing his thing to Baby Driver. And Lily James and Ansel Elgort have incredible chemistry on screen, making for one of the most joyful movie-going experiences of 2017.